This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, boy. You know we back. Hey.
Damn, guys. What the fuck is up, y'all?
Yeah, that was fire.
Dude, oh, I'm just going to let the last 10 seconds of this heat just ride out, you know? Just,
What is up,
people? What's up, people? I think that was a great start to the show, man.
It just shows how Friday is going, you know?
You know, like, that's just what a great day, y'all. So, you are live with the Millennial Gen team, y'all.
You know, we here at Cliff Central.
We at Cliff Central. We are doing our thing, and our thing is bringing you super hot fire, boy.
You know we do it all the time.
You know we really do, dog.
But you know we automated now, baby. Why are you using that manual?
Do you know what, dog? I'm just not ready, dude.
Where the air horn at, man?
Yeah,
do you know, I haven't set my life up properly, you know.
I'm a bit disappointed.
Dude.
That one didn't even work. But it's okay. Let's get straight
anyways,
into it.
There we go.
So, why don't you introduce yourself, Maji?
Sure, man. First of all, thanks for having me. My name is Taboo.
Pleasure,
Taboo with a U. It's my real birth name, man. I'm an artist. I'm a hustler. And yeah.
Like, see, that's an good important to be one there.
That's dope, dog.
Which part? The hustler part.
The hustler part.
That one's key. That one's major.
We're a platform for creatives, so you know, we love the artists, you know.
We love the hustle.
I mean, but we love the hustle as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And like we were jamming your songs the other day.
Sure.
My God,
dude. Now they bang, bro. But you know what, we'll get there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your craft, man? Like, how long you've been doing it? Tell us about your craft first.
Yeah. Well, in terms of like writing music. It was never meant to be for the world, like, you know, because I'm like a very self-conscious dude. So it was almost like journal entries, and it was just cool to do it because the guys I looked up to did it, you know. So I've been making music since I was like 15. You know, we all discovered the software that we download. You know, it was cool editing EJs, and you know, I just got emboldened by the people around me that were just like, yo, this is dope, keep doing it. And
that's really dope, man. Shit, so what, since you were 15, hey?
Sure.
So now, who are some of your inspirations? Who are some of the artists that you looked up to that really got you into it?
Oh, man, you know what? To be honest, like, Kwaito and Deep House were like the first genres of music that I really loved. You know, because, I mean, I'm a young black boy from Legacy. Like, that's what we heard. Mm. But back when it was still weird to be a rapper, you know, I was a kid with the do-rag, and it was like my uncles were listening to a lot of like East Coast rap. So I have an uncle who's a legendary jazz trumpeter, Prince Lingwasa, and he used to, you know, try and replicate the samples on hip-hop songs, and he was listening to East Coast stuff. So that's all like Nas, Ghostface Killer, like rappity rap, like, you know,
the real shit.
Yeah, the real shit. And then, man, as I grew up, I started developing my own taste. And my taste was kind of like, I guess what we can consider underground, unknown stuff, you know, obscure stuff. And today, like, my friends are pretty much my inspiration, man. It's like super creative people, man. Yeah.
That's cool, man. Well, I mean, shout out to your friends. We'd love to have some of them on the show. Dog.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. I can I plug them?
Yeah,
can I
go for it, dude. Shout them out.
Yo, shout out Nguato most of the time, who's here with us today.
Yeah. What's up, player? Sitting on the couch. What's up, gangster?
Superstar actor, superstar lyricist. Shout out Blue Dollar. He's not here, but he's like the main engineer, the main producer.
Yeah.
Shout out Zepto Virgo. Shout out Third Mind, you know, that's the click.
Damn, there's many people there.
gang.
Well, I mean, if this brother's such a lyricist, maybe you can come and spit a verse for us a little later, you know.
I leave that up to you.
Keep that pending, dog.
Yeah.
All right, so what else do you do besides make music?
Well, so by formal training, I'm an attorney. So
let me see if this works.
There we go.
Okay,
we're getting there. Baby steps.
Yeah, man. So, like 2 degrees later, I kind of gave up on the music thing while I was in varsity because, you know, like everyone's plan is like you're gonna blow up and drop out, but it didn't really happen. And like, when I ran out of time, it was like, yo, what are you going to do? And, you know, I had access to the corporate world. And so I practiced mergers and acquisitions at one of the big law firms. And I resigned in 2015 to start my own business, which was initially very successful. And then, like, it all crashed and burned. So right now, I'm just kind of, like, rebuilding. Mm. So, you know, I built this algorithm that ranks and rates musicians, you know, just... Yeah. Just cause
is
like
that impromptu
imprimatur, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yo, I said yeah. It's so wrong.
My it's bad. It's not no man. It's not easy on the tongue. That's my own fault.
Okay, continue. Tell us a bit about this. Yeah. This is a dope story, bro. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like so, basically, you know, I'd lost everything, man. I was just like kind of depressed, you know. I had like my car repoed and blah blah blah, and you know, like I have musician friends, so we share links amongst each other, you know. Mm. Everyone's like, you know, the WhatsApp group has like 300 messages, you know. Sometimes it's data file host, sometimes it's Gassi MP3, and I was kind of like, yo, let's just build a central site where we share our work amongst each other. And that kind of evolved over time to become what it is now. So I'm based out of the Tshimolohong Digital Innovation Precinct. Mm-hmm. JP Morgan sponsored me to kind of try and make this commercially viable.
Damn. So that's sick, bro.
That's so, really sick.
Yeah, man. Like, as I said, I had, like, look, it's not as glamorous as it sounds, man. I had, like, 6 or 7 false starts last year, you know, but the algorithm works well, and we're kind of testing it in beta right now. And the whole objective is just to, like, you know, separate the cream of the crop from the rest and help them find pathways to revenue, man. That's
on the daily. Sick, dude. You know, you were talking about you had 6 false starts. Do you know what my mom always says to me? She says, the reason we fall is so we can get back up. You fall down 6 times, you get up 7. And look, you up 7, nigga.
Hey, man, we're fighting. We're fighting, my G.
That's really, really dope. So did you make the algorithm yourself?
Yeah, well, I mean, or do you want to get nerdy about it?
Yeah, let's get nerdy, dog.
Well, I mean, I obviously didn't develop mathematically. So, I mean, it'll be different, like, in terms of software and in terms of the math. The math wasn't developed by me, like, from scratch. I just took different components. So there's a method called the IABB2 method. It's just the standard online ranking system. Mathematically, how it works, you just have 2 vectors. One measuring the person's reputation in the online environment, and the other vector is the object being rated itself. So I've basically calibrated that according to my own criteria of what I think is like good and bad, etc., etc.
Okay, that's sick.
So
damn, that is sick.
Like, I'm a bit taken aback. I didn't expect this to get all sad.
I wasn't. No, but that's dope. Dude.
Came
so
on expecting man to drop bars, man dropped on his first. Shit.
Appreciate it, gents. So you said currently you're sponsored by JP Morgan, and they're trying to. So how did you make that happen? Did they approach you? Like, inspire the people listening with your story. You know,
yo, like, honestly, bro, I don't think I have all the answers, because with me, it was very fortuitous, you know? This was a passion project, and there was a professor from... I went to Wits. There was a professor from Wits that I bumped into, and he was kind of checking up on me. He was like, bro, what's going on with the business? And I told him about, like, what had happened, you know, with it failing and whatever, you know? Mm. And he was like, look, we're building this new center, this tech hub. Come through. And let's see how we can help you. And I kind of told them what I wanted to do. I showed them what I'd built. And they were like, bro, like, you know, we want to help you make this thing work out. So,
do you know what you're saying? You're fortuitous, but that doesn't sound fortuitous. Because the thing is, they wouldn't have said that it was, there wouldn't have been something to build on unless you'd taken that to them. So give yourself props, brother.
Man,
God damn.
I should come here more often. It's good for myself.
You know what I'm saying, dude? And it's also good for the people listening to know that black child or anyone, you can be this person too. You just have to follow your passions. Serious about what you're about. No matter how many times you fall, just make sure you get back up.
Definitely.
6
man.
False starts, bro.
That's what's up, though. That's literally the story. When you're a millionaire and you're on the covers of stuff and you're shouting us out, obviously.
Of course. Without a doubt.
You know, this is the story you'll tell, you know. Like, everyone loves humble beginnings, dude.
Yeah, man.
So tell us a bit about your background.
My background, man, I'm from Spreadview. In the east of Johannesburg. I don't know if you guys know that.
Like, I've never heard of it.
Never in my whole life ever.
Oh, man, I get that a lot. It's like 25K southeast of the CBD, yeah? It borders Katlehong, Alberton, that sort of area.
Okay, well.
That's where I'm from, man. Like, actually, when I was born, my parents didn't have enough money to buy their own house. So I grew up in Guatemala. I was born in Guatemala, and I was raised in Spreadview. Yeah, man, then I went to Wits. I did my degrees. I became a lawyer. I quit my job. I started a business. I was a millionaire. I lost it. And I'm, you know, but the only thing that's been constant is the music. I never stopped writing. You know what I mean? So it's just, I've just been in and out of like believing it could work. You know what I mean? Moments where it's like, yeah, we're definitely going to be on now. And moments where it's like, probably not. And so kind of, I've just been, I used to describe myself as an in the closet musician, man. So right now,
so you're
I'm
out
just
the closet now.
I'm out the closet, my G. I'm out the closet. So with your guys' assistance,
so
man.
We can say, pause. We can say today's your coming
I'm out the closet, pause.
Party.
Okay, well, speaking of yeah. that, which song would you like us to play first?
What you got on the lineup?
Because the thing is, that, I have that Raven Lenae one.
Oh, yeah?
What? I think we have to.
Let's play that one, my G.
That says it all,
yeah. Yeah, let's play that
so,
one.
So, do you want to tell us? Actually, you'll tell us after. You'll tell us about
the
song
the
after.
Just enjoy the tune.
Just sure, enjoy sure. this, y'all. Ooh, damn.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Woo, dog. Shit, man. Thank you for that. That was power, dude. I think it actually may have been a little soft for the people, but yep. we'll make sure that we get that song.
Mm-hmm.
We'll fix that up
now
real quick.
People,
sweet.
Though.
Yeah, dog. Shit. So tell us a bit about that song. Tell us the story behind that song.
It's a moment of reflection, man. Like when Raven, like you guys know Raven Lenae, right?
Hell yeah.
I mean,
kind
like
of a question.
My bad. That was blasphemous, man. I take that back, bro. No, I mean, like there's something very like powerful about female vocalists. They're just able to tap into a place that it's hard to articulate. You know what I mean? And when I heard that song, it was kind of like a moment of reflection. You know, the song's called like Everything Above. So it's like trying to find the sort of that, you know, the world beyond and like what that does for your life, you know, and it's kind of like just looking for signs. And so the song is just me thinking out loud about like, man, should I do this music thing? Like I'm looking back at, you know, the things I've been through and just kind of touching on that. Like what's the lesson in that? And just, you know, asking about whether everything above is leading me on the right path, I guess.
Sure.
Would you say that your music is like a reflection of your time and your situation?
Definitely, definitely. It's like a time capsule.
Hey,
you know?
Boy, because it hits home.
Yeah, for real, it does.
Just even the intro to that song. I was just like, no, man. Stop it.
Nah, dude, it's a very, very dope song.
I appreciate
dude.
It, Jen.
So
appreciate
did you
it,
make, okay, obviously, the beat wasn't you.
No.
Did you produce?
I don't produce at all. Mm. I started out producing as well, but I just like writing so much, man. And I find that when you work with people who can complement that, it just brings out the best of it, you know. I know people who produce and write, and oftentimes there's something that they do better than the other. You know what I mean? There's some producer writers who maybe they're better producers. Mm. There's some guys who, you know, maybe they're better writers, you know. And I don't want to compromise the story. So I decided early on, is like, yo, I'm just going to be the performer. And then plug in people around me who can bring out. Because for me, it's really about just that emotion. It's the thought, it's the emotion, it's the message, you know, the narrative.
Yeah, dog, you can
damn,
feel it. Like,
damn, shit.
Just the way you feel your music hits the soul, dog.
Nah, dude, for real.
That's the intention, man. Shit. That's the intention, dog, you know?
You know, so what's the 5-year plan? What's next, you know?
Man, you know what? As I said, I'm out the closet. Pause. So the 5-year plan, man, is to just really just keep sharing bodies of work with people, and you know, I think that'll have a ripple effect on, you know, the tech company as well, which has, you know, its own objectives. So it's just about like releasing more music, trying to get it heard by as many people as possible, and then hopefully it starts making some rands. Then I'm just gonna reinvest that in the tech company, man. That's it for me. The 5-year plan is just that focused, you know, on those two things.
Like damn, that was some serious focus, dude. Shucks. Sure. Dude. Okay, do you have any inspiring, well, more inspiring, if you could give the people listening just a little bit of advice, you know?
Like
something coming from their peer, you know, something to just keep them fighting the good fight.
Yeah, man, like the only thing for me is just like, just be honest with yourself, you know? Be honest with yourself about what you want, number one, and number two, like what you need to do to get it, you know what I mean? Because we're often misled by so many things. There's so many things competing for our attention, you know.
Mm.
And like I personally, for me, like I had to be brave enough to ignore the opinions of even guys I looked up to, you know. So just look in the mirror, be honest with yourself, and you know, be frank about what it's going to take for you to get there, man. That's all.
Hey, sure. Dog, you literally shared some like very inspiring words with us today.
Yeah, man.
Like just hearing your story, I'm sure that there's someone that's taken a lot, like from what you've said and the situation that you've come from.
Yeah, man.
And how you've built it up, then lost it, then come back again.
Yeah,
it's your re-up, your re-re-up.
My re-re-up, man. My re-re-re-up, man. I hope so, man. I hope people can avoid the pitfalls, man.
Hey, boy. But I mean, what song would you say needs to be played next? Because, Ashta, we need to give them more of your music.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what do you guys have queued, man?
Remember, I have that track that you gave me, that unreleased heat. I can hit him with that.
Yeah, it's called Switch Kicks.
Switch Kicks? All right.
So it's a little bit more hype than the previous one.
Okay,
so,
wait. Let me just give me a second to find out. Why don't you tell the people where they can find you on Instagram, social media, your websites, all of that?
Well, I mean, for me, Instagram is the gateway to my online existence. So it's Thabusiwedi89, Thabusiwedi, and like the numbers 89. Or just search for New Age African on Instagram. And like everything's there, man. All my details, the stuff I really, because what I do is I drop content every Thursday. Like literally every Thursday. I've been doing that for quite a while.
Shit.
So the link in the bio changes every Thursday. So that's where people can find me, man.
Okay, we like that.
That's dope, dog. Alright, let me hit the people with Switch Kicks. Enjoy, y'all.
Showcase.
Johannesburg, East Rand.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Sure.
Hey, thank you, player.
Hey, thank you guys, man. Thank you guys.
It's honestly been such a pleasure having you here with us today.
Thanks for the invite, yo.
The real question is, dog, are you gonna kick us with a freestyle? Mm-hmm. are you gonna hit us with a freestyle?
Yeah. Let's do it, man.
Okay. Let's do it. All right. I remember we chatted about this. I think I got the perfect beat for y'all. So how often do you freestyle? Like, is freestyle your, is it your daily, is it your daily bread, or?
Man, sometimes when the rap gods are upon you, you know, you do it. Other times, it's just better just to make a record.
Are they upon us?
They happen to be upon us today.
I definitely like the sound of that. All right, well, here's the beat, y'all.
Sure.
So, take it away, brother.
And there will be live reaction.
Showcase. Okay, yeah, man, make that live reaction a real thing. Yeah, man. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Just wait for the drop to come in. Yo, my name is Tabu, from Sprayed View. Showcase, I am paranoid that the hawks keep stalking me. SARS nearly had my dad in a coffin, G. I move awkwardly and it did cost $3 million for my lawyer friends to keep the heat off me. I scuffed shoes running, it didn't do nothing. So fire up the Pro Tools, part two's coming. If it's eclectic, I gotta reflect the pain. You don't have to like me, respect the game. Peacemakers offered me weak paper, I had to draw the line. Fanagi to equate to things. If you call these gatekeepers tastemakers, I'm familiar with spitting in the face of King Maker. Sure, flow tight like a Jewish virgin. Watch out in the grass, how they moving. Serpents, grapes are straight from France and they smoother than bourbon. Weight up on my shoulders, but I'm cool with burdens. Verbal, that's all that they do. They like black callers on 702, okay? Got my main thing, cooking these books. I'm a cheat that keep they bad, smoking good. Whew, look, who shook? I go deep with my mob and shit. Play shaking like it's Parkinson's. Killed rap, killed corporate. Do you comprehend what I'm finna do with tech? No armaments, talking more than that. Co-smarter than a black Zuckerberg. Larry Page, Jobs and Brin. Cause terror with the bites, bits, clouds and divs. Fuck around and call my lyrics that JavaScript. I'm from a hood where they smash your witch. Playboy snatch your whip. Use booze and doobies as pacifists. I had to move past it quick. And thought I was on Costa. I wanna feel alive like Riva before Oscar. Hey, keep it going. Longer than Mojave's cousin riding in a stolen. There ain't a doubt about if there's a moment, I'ma own it. Plus Joe Scott told me I should live it like it's golden top. Boom.
Woo! Holy shit!
Oh my gosh!
What?
Yeah, yo! We actually need our boy Charlie. Oh my gosh!
No, dog. Fuck, that was crazy.
Dog.
That was crazy, dude.
Some of the shit you just said. It's gonna make people angry, dog.
I know.
You know that? That shit's gonna make people angry.
That was not my intention.
Dude, it's fine. That's all right, bro. Dude, that was
I'm quite talking, bro.
You definitely
got them talking, dog.
Damn straight, you got them talking,
man.
And you got them talking about you. Play it down.
Let them get at me, man.
This ain't the millennial gen no more. This is taboo show.
Bequeath it upon me, Jen.
He told us the rap gods were upon us.
He did.
By God, they are.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Nah, you definitely delivered on that freestyle, brother.
No, man. Thank you for the beautiful instrumental, man.
Dog. Wherever it shook at, you know. I think that's the perfect time for a music break, dog. But you know what, player?
Yeah,
we
want
to thank you very much for coming in.
Appreciate it, man.
We appreciate you, dog.
Yeah, man.
Keep
thank
doing
you
your
invite,
music
man.
Thing. Keep doing your hustle.
Definitely.
You know, we'll definitely stay in touch, dog.
Of course.
So just,
of course.
Just do everything you goddamn can.
We are in there. Touch ends.
Continue doing you, my
sweet.
So do you want to leave the people with your details one more time?
Yeah, man. So on Instagram, it's New Age African. The handle is TabuSiwedi89. And you'll find everything there. All my SoundCloud page links, the videos, the songs, etc. Man, please get at me.
Check the millennialgen.com tonight,
definitely.
Please, because
you'll see a lot more about this brother very soon.
God.
You know,
definitely, man, definitely. Thank you, gents.
Dude, it was a pleasure, you know. But like, okay, so people, we're gonna be back shortly, and we're going back. We'll be
we
back
need to
with
regain
more
our composure.
You damn straight, we do.
Like, I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Shit, I wasn't expecting that, dog. I'm not even gonna lie. I wasn't expecting that at all, bro.
Yeah,
all right, but in the meantime, y'all, I'm gonna leave you with "Don't Waste My Time" by Xylo. Enjoy.
Yes. Oh.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What's up? We back, dog. We back, and obviously we have more heat for y'all, dog. What's up, players? Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Yo, Dumelang Molweni. What's up, world? It's your boy Tane Lion Lacey reporting live from Cliff Central out here in the JHP. What's happening, y'all?
Yeah, dog. If I did that, I'll be out of breath.
you gotta have the lungs. Gotta have the lungs for this team, you know.
All right,
you know, we got the whole team with us, the North Studios, man. We got El Nino Media with us, man. I'm Ricky Lifestyle.
What up, Ricky Lifestyle?
Yeah.
Are you guys good? How you guys living today?
Hey, man, we doing good, man. We're just so happy to be here, man. You know, spend time with y'all.
We hella happy to have you here, my G.
Word, all right.
Why don't you guys tell us a bit about yourselves?
Hey, man, we know studios, man. Like the homie said, I'm Tez, Ricky Lifestyle, El Nino. You know, together we know studios. We're young brothers from the north side in Pretoria. Yeah, man, we're doing our thing, you know, visuals, music, and management. You know, just pushing that thing, you know.
Now,
the main focus is the music, of course, you know. And then, yeah, man, we all here doing that.
So let's talk a little bit about your music then. How long have you been creating the art form for?
Yo, man, I kicked off my career pretty much last year, June.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I've been doing music my whole life, but then, you know, life gets in the way, school and everything, you know what I'm saying? So then I got some time to myself and a little bit of capital and started up my studio and then came on the hustle, you know, met up with my brother over here and we started making things, you know?
Okay.
That's all we're doing.
That's hella dope.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Gotta work together, you know?
Dog, at least if you on the up, your homies must be on the up too, dog. That's
And the thing is that we come a long way, you know what I'm saying? Me and my brother Tay, we come a long way. We used to hop into the studio together before I had to choose whether to pursue the music or the visuals.
Yeah.
You know, and it is a decision I had to make, and I chose the visuals and left the studio to Tay. Although I do assist him in his music
here and there.
But then, you know, that's how it is.
Well, why don't you introduce yourself?
It's a team thing.
Oh yeah, I'm Nino. You know what I'm saying? El Nino Media 012.
Swag, dog. So thank you all of you for coming in. All right, Ricky Lifestyle, what do you do?
Bro, well, I manage Tay first and foremost. Yeah. But
all of
also,
us.
Yeah, manage all of it. Yeah, it's how it is. No studios, you know. But on the side, I host at Maloko. You know, there's a club called Maloko in Pretoria. On Saturdays. You should pull up.
It's
exclusive
Saturdays.
Saturdays all the time.
Yes. This your party popper right here.
Tomorrow we got
y'all should pull up.
We're going to
chat about
there.
That after the show.
You already know what that's about.
Might get a little bit lit this
weekend.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, yo, shit. So you guys do a lot, man. So what got you into music? Who inspired you to get into the music game?
Hey, man, I won't even lie to you, bro. I'm born in music, you know.
Yeah.
My parents were in a choral choir pretty much most of their lives, you know what I'm saying? My brother's a musician. I don't know if y'all know the song Mommy Lord. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my brother's Odyssey 01 too. So, like, we've been doing music in the fam since day one, you feel me?
All the way back
to the parents and ish. So, but then getting up on the come up, I decided I knew I had to do music around like the ninth grade, grade nine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's when I walked into the studio for the first time and I was like, yo, so comfortable up in here. I can speak my mind out here. I can express myself out here. You know what I'm saying? Without being apologetic. And then I've been doing it ever since. And yeah, man, that's what I guess I could say. I was inspired by the craft itself. I can't point to the individual.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. I don't know if that's a bit far fetched, but then yeah, I can't put it in it because music is an entity of its own. You know,
it
has a power to you know persuade that in the mind into you know just locking down on it, and that's what it did to me, man. I'm a victim. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm a victim. I didn't ask for these. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. That's crazy.
I love that explanation.
That was a dope explanation.
shout out.
So why don't you tell us, what does hip-hop mean to you?
Hip-hop, it means it's a platform for people with our pigmentation to express themselves without being apologetic. You know what I'm saying? As I said the first time about the studio and everything. Because, you know, we don't have a lot of places where we can speak our minds, you know, and then convey our problems, tell the people what's good, you know, let the young kids know what's happening. Because, you know, certain people won't let us in. So hip-hop is one thing that they can't take away from us. And hip hop is the only thing that we can share things like with each other. So like hip hop is like a melting pot for black people, bro. You know what I'm saying? Where ideas get exchanged, views, experiences. You know what I'm saying? So that hip hop is that to me. It's a culture where people that like us get to express themselves freely among each other. You know what I'm saying?
And also talk about things that matter.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Get updated.
Since the beginning of hip hop, dog.
Yeah. Hip hop is our information. It's passing information to the people.
It's about passing the struggle.
Exactly.
Passing our identity.
You know, telling, being able to tell your story through music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and history has always been taken from us. From
that's the thing, you know what I mean, bro?
So through hip hop, it's another way for us to tell our stories.
Exactly.
And our struggles.
Exactly. You know, so yeah, man, that's what hip hop is. And no, it goes through the music, it goes through the visuals, how we dress, how we talk. You know, it's deep. Hip hop is something that's deeper than a genre.
It's a culture,
it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. It's just too real, man.
All right, Ricky Lifestyle, what does hip hop mean to you, dog? And don't just copy what the brother said, man. You gotta be original, man. Shit.
OG with a statement. OG with a statement.
I'm not an artist, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna say it from someone who likes listening to music. You know, I feel like I connect with it. An artist can say something that you're also going through, and then you get to understand that, you know, life is life.
Yeah.
And you get to push. Music inspires you, you know, to do better. You know, it sets a standard to what you want to live, you know, how you want to live, you know, and being free and making money, I guess. So
gotta eat. I mean,
gotta eat.
Everybody gotta eat. Man. Man. Shit.
You gotta eat.
So, I think I answered you. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You did perfectly. How about you, last guy? Oh, I mean, Nina. You're a videographer. So
yeah,
what is...
But then, as much as I am a videographer and a photographer...
And a cinematographer. Yeah, did I get it right?
Yeah. Like, as much as I'm on the visual side, music has always been an inspiration for me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop, especially. The people who actually got me deep into the music is the Flatbush Zombies.
Yeah, okay.
Dako Meech is, like, you know, one of my favorite in there. So he's the one who actually got me to pursue the music and actually keep an open mind when coming to music. You know what I'm saying? So I use music as an inspiration to execute the visuals and all.
Shit, that was a good explanation, guy. Okay, you know, we're gonna hit him with one of your songs. We're gonna play On the Low.
On the Low.
On the Low. Okay, so let me give it to the people. Enjoy.
Get it.
This is CliffCentral.com.
They gon' talk.
Damn.
On the low. They gon' flow.
Yeah.
Switching flow.
Whoa.
Never switching, no.
Hey.
Never switching, no.
On the low.
Yo.
Hey. Yeah. God, that shit was fire, man.
Shout out, brother.
Shit.
Real, for real.
That track.
Dang.
things.
You know these things. That was dope. That's
a showing love on the high.
Yeah, dog, how long did it take you to make that track, dog?
Man, it didn't take me a long time, a few hours. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't. We were in the studio with Don Nalo, Nalo Island. That's a brother who produced the track, and I co-produced it. You know what I'm saying? We hit it up, and then I think about a week later.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a week later, I cooped up into the studio, and then that was that.
So it was a quick thing.
Yeah. It was a quick, nice thing. The kind of thing that must be, you know.
Yeah. And it's a thing that's coming with a visual.
Yeah. The video gonna drop real soon.
Oh, well, I wish. Mm-hmm. So then we'll definitely have that video up on our site for real.
Oh, that's love, man.
So as soon as that shit's out, just swing it our way.
Hey, yo, we're
like, I mean, we're just about out of time.
Uh-huh.
But if you could say something to the people listening to inspire them, you know, something to keep them fighting the good fight, what would you say?
Stop thinking about it and do it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we need as a youth of this country. Stop thinking about it. Stop tweeting about it. Let's stop like posting about it. Let's get it done. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple.
Finish and clap. Thank you very much. Finish.
That simple.
Done. Thank you very much.
What I can say is live in the moment.
Yeah, man. Don't be thinking about the past. Don't think too much about the future either.
You know what I'm saying? Just live in the moment. Pursue what you want to pursue. What you love. Go get it.
Go.
It's all yours.
Go.
Mr. Manager.
Swag, go.
Yeah, man. What I could say is live your life. You know, understand? If you want to do something, don't let nobody tell you what. Don't let anybody tell you anything. Because a whole lot of people's dreams die out real quick because they always listen to naysayers and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, prove them wrong. Do it. Shit. Ain't nobody gonna do it for you if you don't do it.
Words of composure.
Yeah.
Guys, but it was such a pleasure having you guys on the show.
Bro,
for real, keep doing what you're doing.
It's an honor.
When that video is out, send it our way for real. Yeah. Why don't you tell the guys where they can find you on social media, Instagram, all of that?
Yeah, you can get the boy Tay_Lion_Lacy. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is Tay Rintingonyama, and Tay is my page. Yeah, man, I'm on SoundCloud, Tay, Audio Mag, Tay, No Studios on Instagram, @NoStudios, what I'm saying? Got El Nino, Nino will handle his.
On Twitter, @ElNino_Media012, on Twitter, Instagram, my @ElNino_Media012 account got hacked, so I had to start a new one, Nino_012. You know what I'm saying? And then YouTube as well as @Nino_Media012.
Which will be the place where the video drops.
Yeah.
Away. How about you, Mr. Lifestyle?
Man, you can catch me on @RickyLifestyle_ on Twitter. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't like other social media.
That just sounds so established, bro.
Yeah, that's how it
and
is,
then
bro.
Instagram, at North Studios.
Yeah, at North Studios.
Oh, wait, guys. So, like I said, it's been a pleasure, y'all.
Hey, man,
like,
big shout out to you guys. Thank you for
fighting
having
a good fight, y'all.
So, for
the rest of our listeners that is still about, what if I told you we're going to live for 200 years? As Sanlam turns 100, they are looking ahead to the future. A 200-year-old future-facing podcast based on a leading science. Featuring the voices of Nambita Mpulwana and Tapelo
Mohari.
I don't think that's right.
Nah, I got that wrong.
Yeah, he don't know how to say your surname either, girl. Damn, I'm sorry. It's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain on the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen and find out more on cliffcentral.com. Now that the adverts are done, we're going to sign out, y'all. This is your boy, @KanyePalmer, across all types of social media. Also, I wanted to say, actually, if you dig the music we play on our podcast, we actually have a couple. We have an Apple Music playlist. We have a SoundCloud playlist.
Spotify's coming soon.
So just look for the Millennial Gen Podcast Show. Your stuff's already on our SoundCloud playlist, actually. But yeah, from your boy @KanyePalmer across everything, I wish you love and light.
Mm-hmm. And it's your boy Dayal, aka Your Majesty. You know how it is. So we're leaving you guys.
Speaking of aka, that's what I'm leaving you with.
This is CliffCentral.com.